Warning. Following video contains strong language which may be offensive to some viewers and or inappropriate for children. The content within this video is intended for mature audiences only.
Did you lock up? Oh, no, you didn't. Did you hear that? You hear something? You know what? Let's make sure this all makes sense. For the few people that are remaining right now, we really do appreciate you watching here us on YouTube. Hopefully you're subscribing, because there's not that many probably YouTubers after what happened yesterday. Of course, follow us over on Rumble. Probably not many people there, right, Chris? Man. Maybe they're listening to us on Spotify or Apple or Podbean. They've got a list of all those. But yes, it's as of today's recording, it is, what was it, April? It's April 9th. Tuesday, the day after.
Somebody's listening. Somebody's listening to us. I feel it. I feel their presence.
Even my fucking ice cubes are messed up. It's not coming in. Dude, I'm seeing my ice cubes are green now.
Your ice cubes are green?
Yes. That eclipse has fucked everything up. They're green.
Listen, they're watching.
You know what?
And they're listening to us.
Hello?
Hello?
Okay. For the few people that are still around, this is not necessarily a podcast, but a way for us reaching out. Of course, this is the day after the eclipse. It was, I don't know how much more I can share, other than what Chris and I talked about. We were on here for hours discussing how are we going to try to help people out there today.
I'm not sure we should actually share anything. I feel like we're being watched. I think I heard them. They're outside my door.
I think before we get into what's happened yesterday and the present and the future, what the fuck are you drinking? What the fuck you drinking?
So I bought one special and I kind of regret buying it now, but it's called Starlight.
You know what? That's Starlight, probably a good thing, because there's not that many stars remaining.
By Equilibrium Brewing Company. It is a double IPA, and it's beer balanced by science, is what it says.
Chances are it's the last one,
and
too.
Yeah, they might be all over, so it better be fucking good. If I go out, I want to have a good beer.
You might as well.
This is an 8%, though. Let's crack her open. While I'm cracking, maybe you can explain yours.
Mine is War Pigs, because we're probably going to be, well, I don't know. I better be careful with my words. But War Pigs Brewing.
Going to be a War Pig.
Yep. Blinded. Some people, yes, Blinding Light Show. Appropriate as well. So you've got the Starlight. I've got a Blinding Light Show. This is it's an ale brewed with an orange and lemon with lemon peels. War Pigs. I know it's out of Indiana. I don't know the percentage here of a volume of alcohol. Well, there's a cash. So the cash refund. Is it going to be any? Is there going to be cash refunds with this in the future? Over in Connecticut, Maine, Vermont, Massachusetts, if you're out there listening, refunds? Yes, cash refunds, 10 cent refunds. I'm just saying, you know, because times are going to be really tough after yesterday. How long were you stuck in? Were you stuck in traffic yesterday? As I'm trying to pour this bad boy.
Let me. This thing is excellent, and it is smooth. That is nice.
Oh my God, this has got an Eclipse vibe to it. The top of it's black.
I've got. Oh yeah, I got lots of citrus notes, citra hops. I got all the stuff going. And spoiler alert, Scott actually did buy me the War Pigs also, but it's not cold, so I didn't crack one yet. So that may be my second what the fuck you drinking later in this episode.
Eclipse beer cut tops. Oh man, I'm freaking out now. I'm fucking
if you put a like a flashlight behind that, oh, that'd be fucking freaky.
Well, the thing of it is,
listen. Did you see anything? Because I swear I saw Sputnik.
Sputnik and Barefoot. Bigfoot, P. Diddy.
You saw him crawling around up there? You saw P. Diddy on the moon? Shit.
P. Diddy. Yeah, P. Diddy.
The Diddler. You saw the Diddler? Well, holy shit.
The fact of it is, like in 2020, when everybody was trying to wipe their ass, or were looking for toilet paper, I can't. This is the only foil I had left. So when I was trying to avoid, all I could do is this.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you wiped your ass with the tinfoil. I was like, he should not do that.
I'm not sharing any more information other than what I'm using. This is to help my, you know, I could have put a baseball cap on, but you know, you need that foil. That's all I have left.
That could have been fucking genius. Aluminum foil. It's almost reusable. You could just wipe, you know, wash it off and you could wipe with that again.
And this is just speculations, Chris, for all the people out there that have illegal items. They usually put it in foil. Speculations, like I stated. And, you know, since I'm anti-mask, I've got my anti-scarf on my head because I figured they were going to make us wear masks again with the Eclipse. So, you know.
Okay, yeah.
I don't. Maybe I'm just too much information. I don't. What the fuck? You just finished or listening to your favorite podcast, Meet Us in the Man Cave, and you've asked yourself that question once again. Do I enjoy a new challenge? Well, thanks to our good friends at Bill, you could start speaking in a new language in 3 weeks. So come on, what's stopping you?
Question, can Chris, I do it with my butt cheeks?
Imagine you're over in France and you have a very important business meeting and you bump into your cousin Stacy and you want to impress her with just one simple word, bonjour. In 2 weeks, you're having a very important spaghetti party and all your Italian friends are going to be over. They're impressed with your spaghetti, but could you imagine how more impressed they will be by just simply shouting out, CIO? Your whole life, you've put it off, and it's finally come to the point where you're over in Germany and you're meeting your grandparents. Do you want to impress them by the fact that you could just simply go up to them and say, "How low?" Last but certainly not least, you are stuck in a country where they only speak Spanish, and you're looking for a speedway. Hey, there's a complete stranger. Maybe I'll ask them, "Ho, LA?" Thanks to Meet Us in the Man Cave and our good friends at Baby Bella, they're going to help you speak a language in just 3 weeks. Are you still looking for that challenge? What's stopping you?
Only available at Bubba.
I don't know. You got me thinking about wiping my ass with tin foil now. So I've heard it all today. I mean, I've seen it all and I've heard it all.
It gets warm.
I think I saw Jupiter up there. I think I saw Saturn.
I saw Uranus.
I mean, I saw...
Or is there?
You're not supposed to see that.
Is there a musical? But up, up. Or wait a minute.
Yeah, I'm sure it's in there, but it's gonna be a mess. I bet.
Oh my God, you're right.
Oh fuck me. Oh damn. At least it didn't sound like an ocean.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Oh my God, you are so.
Oh, stop. Just stop. Like, it's not, I'm not that funny.
You know what? You know what? You know, I'm going to take this off. I can't take it anymore. I've got foil on top of my roof, so hold on.
Wow, that must have cost you a ton.
That's why I only have one of these left, so.
I want it to be the
ba-ting, ting.
Like the little sounds at the end, like that joke failed.
Can't find it.
Are you really you're removing your tinfoil? I don't feel comfortable yet.
I was hoping that maybe some of my hair would grow back. I regardless, Eclipse, P. Diddy, Bigfoot, Spudnik, there is absolutely no fucking help for me.
Yeah, I mean, P. Diddy's on a rampage right now. I mean, he could diddle our minds at any time he wants to. He's all about it. I mean, I'll never forgive him. Fucking P. Diddy.
I could say this right now for the first time for the few people that are remaining on this planet. I honestly,
they're all gone.
They're stuck in traffic still. So if they're listening to our podcast, you're hearing this first. I actually miss listening or hearing, sorry, the latest news on Taylor Swift. But because of P. Diddy, she's just no
more. Yeah, that motherfucker.
He's ruined it. Oh, I'm
that motherfucker. He took all the spotlights, man.
I got to save this for later.
All right, I'm going to take it off because, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you've ever done this. Fuck, was it a mistake? I mean, there's a bunch of heat that escapes from your forehead and your head in general. Listen, this is uncomfortable. I don't know how people wear these. This is fucking awful. I feel like I'm sweating. I'm going to lose it too.
All right, go for it.
I hope we're safe.
There it was.
Look, I feel like I gotta peel it off. Look at this. Oh my God. It's so wet.
That's what she said. That's what she said. Oh.
Ew, can you see that?
Yeah, I'll find out later. Right now I'm just trying my best to make sure.
That's where my head used to be.
Hey,
that's what he said.
Yes. And folks, since we haven't talked about masks in a while, there you go. That's how we're going to mold the top of the new Myers mask.
Look what I did to my.
And oh, wow.
Look what I did to my head.
He had a tattoo there. Now it's gone.
Yeah, me and Mike Tyson are like that. I used to have a face tattoo.
Oh, my. Okay. You know, we've got the random, but I don't know if it's random shit anymore since it is truly the life right now.
Here's an appropriate hat.
Sometimes Michael has to remind every single one of us out there. Doesn't matter what's going on in this world, P. Diddy or not, Eclipse or not.
Damn, man.
This is the advice that Michael's given, what Chris is wearing. This is what you should do with what's going on in the world. I'll point in this direction. Yeah.
Yeah, fuck it. Fuck it. Fuck them. Damn, man, that hurts.
You know,
I got a red line. That's fucked up.
Well, we'll focus it on. Well, no, I promised myself because I don't have much time to get this up because of the, you know, with the eclipse, try to help others out there. Maybe they're stuck in traffic still. You know, that being said, Chris, if you don't mind, I'm going to do an unboxing while they're stuck in traffic.
Absolutely. Yeah. I will fill the air.
Okay.
I don't know if, I'm sure people know by now that we're from Ohio, and it's like that's one of the like epicenters of this entire fucking eclipse shit show with all the nut jobs out there running around. They got posters on the highway and fucking this way to eclipse viewing, and they want people even people like bars and shit, like come drink at our bar and watch the eclipse. Like, shit's fucking crazy around here. It's like a fucking circus, don't you agree, Scott?
Circus mania, people sell.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, you know, it's almost like it was a setup for trafficking because it seems like that's what's been going on. Other than the traffic itself, it's been that, it's been that bad. And I think I either I kind of got screwed here. I was supposed to receive something else.
Got him.
Folks,
and these nuts. Oh, well, how'd you get screwed?
That was nice. The mug. I do. I really do. I thought it was actually going to be more here or there, because usually they'll have the label, you know, if you're like, this is a left-handed coffee mug.
You got to drink it like this.
Yeah. This is a left-handed coffee mug. Or if it's a right-handed coffee cup, it's still. So.
Oh, that's fucking good shit. You got to drink it straight.
You know what? It's different. So when you go to Redbubble, meet us in the man cave for apparel, unless I adjust it, and right now you're probably saying, no, be different. This is your.
Yeah.
And I was supposed to get a sticker, and unless this is what they.
That's what P. Diddy would tell you to do.
It's P. Diddy's fault. This is the fucking sticker they sent me.
The puffer diddler, the puffer, what other name has he had?
I
don't even remember.
From what I understand, his legal name is Sean Combs. And apparently that was just, you know, too hard to say or too hard to spell. So he went to P. Diddy. And when
where's he living nowadays?
I don't know. Apparently, you know, he's innocent. You know, he's innocent. That's why he's hiding.
Oh,
I
don't believe that.
You know, it's hard to keep up, just like Jenny on the block.
Ooh, yeah, you dropped a bombshell on me with that.
Yeah, apparently Jennifer Lopez, well, she's getting enough shit like anybody else that's hung out with P. Diddy. See, this is what happens with an eclipse. I have to pay attention to what's going, the importance of what's going on in the world. But some young woman, apparently, they, instead of using her image, in fact, this is something very close to what happened to in Friends. They didn't use Phoebe, but they used someone else for Smelly Cats. That's kind of what happened.
Smelly Cats. Yeah, yeah. Remember when she was so happy? She was like, oh my God, I'm sorry, but I have never heard myself.
Oh my God.
This is what I sound like. I sound amazing.
Fuck, my goddamn ice cubes are green, man. This eclipse shit, man. But yeah, the whole J-Lo thing, apparently, was the Jenny from the block, some other woman who actually, you know, she could sing. They basically took her lyrics. And the majority of, even in the video, I guess J-Lo lip synced a lap. The woman's name, I can't remember what it is. There's been enough people on TikTok that's been following this shit because I found out on YouTube. And in a video from that J-Lo or whatever it is from the block, a part of the video where it's ad lib, she's laughing. And it's not even J-Lo's laugh, it's the other woman's laugh. That's fucked up right there.
She couldn't even give her laugh. Yeah. Damn. That's rough. The irony for me is just that you literally have a song about how authenticity, like how much her authenticity means to her, how authentic she wants to be to her brand and whatever. And she wants to be Jenny from the block, but she fucking had a smelly cat singer. She fucking just lip sync the shit.
Oh, like man. Millie Vanilli all over again. Girl, you know it's true.
That's all.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. I can't say the next part.
I'm of the DMX mind. If you don't write it, you don't got no business fucking singing it. The greatest musician.
Be careful what you say there, because as a fan, you'd be like, oh, shit, I can't sing this. I didn't write it. God damn it, I can't sing any Beatles like songs. but seriously, I didn't get a damn sticker. I also ordered because they were like 50% off. Like they cost so much anyways. It's like $1.23 and they didn't even send me a damn sticker other than their typical red bu. It's not my fault if it happens to you.
Do you think they could have sent it in another envelope? Because they sent it in an envelope for me.
It was like
three
weeks ago.
Oh, well, fuck.
Okay. Oh, well, I've lost money on things.
God damn it, Redbubble.
Motherfuckers.
Are you getting sick and tired of always losing at hide and go seek? Well, go open a can of Meet Us in the Man Cave beer. It friggin' tastes awesome.
Drink responsibly. Only available at Bubba.
You did fucking bubbling fuckers.
We were talking about music. Since I did order something here, at least it didn't get fucked up. Oh, I'm so thankful that it didn't get fucked up. In fact, I was absolutely shocked that I received it yesterday, because I ordered it exactly a week ago from yesterday. I was just speechless. I felt like I couldn't even really talk about it when I was trying to make little videos of it, because I was just like, I've known this thing practically my whole life, and I didn't know how to describe what I was going through, other than I was... For the first unboxing, I don't want to sound like I've done thousands of unboxings. I've done enough. But that one there, I was just like, man, I felt like I was learning how to piss again, Chris.
I mean, it's something that you've waited so long for. I mean, I can understand that anticipation building up, and then it gets here and you're actually like, not only satisfied, but you're like elated. You're happy about it. And that's fucking, you can't ask for more than that.
In fact, even though
that's fucking
cool. Do have a place where it'll generally sit most of the time, it's actually out by my bar. But I figured, you know what, with the eclipse and all, that's just go figure, Chris. After everything we experienced yesterday, with all the chaos, the people being stuck in traffic, people going blind, people just losing their minds, you know, P. Diddy.
Mind-numbing stupidity.
I finally received something that I've waited for well over 30 years. And it's...
Thank God it got here before then.
It's a strap. I've waited 30 years for this strap.
Okay, I didn't think you were going to do that. Now, yeah, let me see that bad boy.
This is actually the strap UVH that goes to right the... it's leather. Or Weather, not Weather, Weber, I don't know. But I...
Weber?
Yeah. It's a web.
Wells?
It's a Wells. Yeah, it's a Morgan and Wells strap.
Hey, that thing...
No, it's leather.
That thing looks heavy duty. Let me
see.
Let me see that thing.
Yeah, it's... there's a nylon and there's the premium. And what's nice about this premium, it's... the strap that came with what I'll show in a little bit actually had these brass clamps, or whatever you want to call them, these hooks. So thankfully I was able to basically kind of cut one, and it'll all make sense in a little bit. But yeah, this is premium. It's leather. You could tell leather when you smell it. You can't fake that smell.
Oh yeah.
And this is Velcro right here.
Dead cows.
Yeah. You just can't beat a dead cow. Yes, you can, but
you can beat a dead horse, but you can't beat dead cows.
But it's just the thing of it is, I spent $15 extra on this. I could have got the nylon. Like, nah, if you're gonna do this, do it right, you know. And yeah, it just has actually EVH on it and on both sides. Nothing, but it has a purpose. It really does. It is.
Yeah, why don't you show us what that goes to? That might be cool, you know.
It goes with this.
Ah, fuck me. Come on.
It's got a hell of a grip on it. It really does. Got a bunch of those today, too.
Are you eclipsing me? That's what I'm going to say whenever somebody's fucking with me nowadays. Are you eclipsing me?
All right. Let me kind of be careful about this.
He's strapping it on, ladies and gentlemen. He's got the strap on going. Oh, look at the reflectors. That's cool.
Yeah. I think that pretty much does a good job of showing it right there.
There you go. Yeah.
And now I know why Eddie did not like wearing headsets. It's in the way. But yeah. Motorhead. Yeah.
Man.
This is...
That is cool, man. That is fucking... You know? I mean, whoever did that, you can tell they put time into it.
No doubt. To think that this all started off with... it's so sad. You know, let's don't even go down the David Lee Roth thing, because now there's reports claiming that he was the one that designed this, which, you know, I'm going to call it right now. Bullshit.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. He claims that he was responsible for designing this. David Lee Roth. I'm thankful.
Really?
I am thankful as hell for your existence, your participation in Van Halen through what we received in the early days. You know, from the early 70s to the first album, 78. Yes, he did say he does take credit for naming the band. Then they agreed with Van Halen. Okay, that's true. But you did not do this. You did not paint this. Not this particular, but you get the idea. But yeah.
Right, right. You can tell when somebody has a passion project. They do. Yeah, that's.
Enough people that.
That's crazy. Yeah. He would try to do that.
Enough people that are fans about Van Halen, they know the history, the story behind the Franken. Half people call it the Frankenstrat. Others call it the Frankenstein. It's actually Wolfgang made it very clear. His father never technically gave it a name other than calling it his baby. But on some of the carrying boxes, it actually states Frankenstein on it. So there you go. Wolfie's son has stated what it's called. He actually mentioned it in a podcast recently. And this is actually a combination. Like, I could go on and on. Edward basically, he was saying this to the man, you know, in other words, he was basically taking a Fender and a Gibson. He was blending it. He was mixing it, AKA a Frankenstein. And the guitar itself over the years has had many different parts. He's even said in an interview, he almost killed himself when he was trying to do this. These pickups right here, and I'm terrible with all the names. This doesn't even technically work. So
I was going to ask about, because usually the pickup is not traditional.
Yeah,
I was going to ask about that.
On a Stratocaster, you're usually going to see these two pickups here, right? And this was off a Stratocaster body, I believe. A Floyd Rose, they don't recommend it if you're going to start off, if you're a newbie when it comes to electric guitar. They don't recommend that you use a Floyd Rose because of the tuning. Especially if you're going to have it where the Floyd Royce is going to have this guy right here, if it's going to be floating, where it could go. This is actually on the body itself. So it's only going to go forward. It's not going to go back. So it's actually easier to tune, which, you know, I'm still going, folks, to be brutally honest, when it comes to my experience of playing guitar, it's been in my lifetime, three acoustic guitars. This is officially my first electric. So it's like, I'm giving myself a major challenge. I don't care.
I was going to say, like I'm in love with acoustic. I'm almost always acoustic. The closest I've ever gotten to an actual electric was a hollow body, a 335 that I had. And that's like as far as I've gone. And even then I was like, man, I prefer acoustic so much. I guess it's because I'm such a muted, like just quiet spoken guy, I guess.
There's nothing wrong with that. You love what you love. Acoustic guitar. Hell, I want to get an, eventually I want to get a nicer one than what I have now. Acoustic guitar is great. I mean, if anything, I'm getting tangled up here. You know, I'm going to be careful. I'm going to kind of tell myself to, you know, edit your stuff right here, but yeah, this is what I received. It's not an a trademark EVH from Fender that actually has a Stripe series. If I were to have purchased it from there, you could go online to see how much he's back. You know what? It doesn't matter. They are $2,000.
Wow.
And then of course there's in 2006, kind of like, okay, here we go, Chris, you could pretty much add to this when it comes to the underground, when it comes to the Michael Meyer mass community. It seemed like it's been less than 20 years, or maybe it has been 20 years at this point. for so long before that, it was a bitch to get a Myers mask. Yep. Same thing with this guy right here. When you were able to get this in 2006, around $25,000 to $16,000.
I'm going to give a big compliment right now. I feel like if Chris Morgan did, you know, indie guitars, I feel like he would do that right now. That's a very nice. I mean, I'm giving Morgan a compliment, but also you at the same time, because I feel like that is a well done piece of
wood. It's right there. Even with this fretboard right here, it's even stained where it looks like it doesn't have the burnt cigarette marks. First, like, damn it, but I don't really care, because the thing of it is, Edward was always changing. So it's not a big deal. It's just not. I'm pretending like, as me as a fan of H1 Halloween, it was clean in the beginning. Well, this is kind of clean. It's not a true Fender, because you could tell it's flat right there. I don't care. I don't care. I'm very happy. And if I progress more with electric guitar, the way I look at it, Chris, I think you can agree to this, and other fans out there that are also collectors. You spend good money on your masks. It's a part of your who you are. It's part of, you don't need to explain anymore. What I did spend on this wasn't outrageous. In fact, it was no much more than a mask than what I would have paid back in 2017. And now it's like, damn, what would I rather? Doesn't matter. I like this. If it's the guitar that I don't play as much, it's going to be a conversational piece, or it's something I'm going to look at and go like, this is as close as I'm going to get to a fucking Shelby Mustang right here.
Never say never. Never say never.
I'm okay with it if this is it. Because this is kind of like my...
if it gives you that feeling, that's what fucking matters right there. Because that's all we should care about, man. At this point, it's just about making ourselves happy. It's about walking into the room. When I walk into this room and I see those masks over there, it just makes me smile. And that's what it's all about.
And man, for me, having this, even though Myers is not out there, but when I have this because of today, I've always, to me, this just looks good if Myers sits next to Michael Myers. As I'm looking through my peripheral vision, I see this with the Michael Myers mask, and it's sexy as fuck.
And you even did the, you did the EVH Myers once. I feel like people should see that. I mean, that combined with the guitar. Yeah. The whole bar area. I feel like you got to put in a little excerpt definitely into this video to show people what you're working with.
Well, as Chris suggested, I think I'd start off this corner. If you're familiar with my old YouTube channel, you know, the bar literally downstairs production or whatever. I have done videos where I'm standing in this corner, and of course with unboxings, you're probably used to this angle right about here. And as I pan a little bit more to the right, of course this is probably what Chris is talking about. In fact, it used to be I'd have a life-size Michael standing right about there. But I've always envisioned that someday I would really have another item on my bucket list checked off. And that's, well, this guy here that's been in the video already. And I always envision it sitting right here with the rest of my Van Halen, Eddie Van Halen memorabilia. And, you know, sadly, the loss, it really doesn't have much of what's going on here. In fact, ever since I was a teenager, I was collecting, always putting Van Halen stuff on the bedroom wall. So really, a lot of things hasn't changed regardless. You know what? I've said enough there. But yes, I always envisioned having my own, as Edward called it, his baby. Others people would call it a Frankenstein. Other people call it the Frankenstrat. You call it what you want. but I've always envisioned one sitting right here. In fact, I almost feel like putting a rope right here as a joke and with a sign, do not touch. I think it'd be hysterical. And one of the main reasons why I have the bar stools back here is because of a certain golden retriever that likes to run like crazy through this pathway. So, but yeah, that's what Chris was referring to. And of course, this has always been up here as an Easter egg, if you've noticed that in some of the videos. And I'm sure a lot of you Van Halen fans know what that means. And I think that pretty much covers it. Of course, I will always add more because I have more like magazines I like to get in frames. I like to even get this little guy back here in frame. And this one right here is actually extremely valuable to me because that is his signature. That is definitely Edward's signature on there. And that light, I'm so glad that I got because apparently they don't make them anymore. And well, this is a little amp that I purchased recently for that. That's a perfect amp for practicing or learning if you want to not disturb your neighbors too much. And oh yeah, another copy. I have that VHS over there, and of course the DVD here. And I've got more Edward prints going down the hallway. I've had that for so many years from the first album. Of course, these right here. An old friend of mine did this drawing for me. So impressive, absolutely amazing. I love that just because it's, you know, it's art. It's, you know, well, this is all art really as far as I'm concerned, but yes, like I said, I need to get more frames. I need to make a decision on what color I want to paint these walls in here. I've always thought, yeah, the stripes, but maybe just a solid dark gray. Another black and white Edward photo. And then of course, oh yeah, this is where I'm sitting while talking to my partner in crime with our podcast. So that is the end of this part of the tour, and someday I will do a man cave tour of what you see behind me most of the time. Back to your favorite podcasting channel. But wait a minute, let's go get a beer.
Yeah, one of these days I'll do a podcast out there. It's just, I've got everything set, so I just have to click, 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 and I'm good. You know, it's just comfortable to do in here. It's like I have my man cave sections off, just like Chris's. If you think about it, he's got that section there and then the other section over there. So yeah, see, that's what we're working with. This is what you get when you work hard for something. When people don't, in other words, I know some of you are going to want more handouts after this eclipse. You're not going to get what you truly deserve. So work hard for what you want in life. This is what fucking happens.
And then when you work hard and you get to a point where you can reward yourself, just do it. Because what are you doing it for otherwise? You know, of course we're husbands, we're fathers, we're doing it for a reason. But once we've done it for a reason and we feel like a little bit comfortable and we have a little like play money, do it for yourself because you got to treat yourself every once in a while. Otherwise, you're just going to, you're going to burn out and you're going to crash.
Yeah. Cause I could tell you right now, not sounding like a bummer, the older you get, time is going by faster. And I'm older now than I used to be. And time has been going by faster. So I had to get this done. So I may change my mind about cremation, if you know what I mean.
Well, something like that, I feel like has been in the works for a long time. So just let me applaud you on that.
Well, thank you. This is,
I'm happy.
I did get emotional when I opened this up.
You know what? I'm just going to do this. I had to take a moment because,
It came in a styrofoam. It wasn't in a case, which I'm going to get a traveling case for this. I looked at them already. They're $200, but I've looked at other travel cases. It's an EVH traveling case. It's not much more than a really nice, decent one. So you know what? It deserves a decent traveling case. But yeah, I got emotional with this thing. I've opened up boxes with Meyer masks in them and just like, oh, I was lost for words. The hairs and the chills and everything else. And I appreciate the shit out of those times, Big. I always will.
I always will. You just, you there's something about opening up a mask, like from Morgan, especially when it's a gift, like Christopher Webb here giving me the, which is sitting right over trying to do this right. Well, it's right there. They all have so much meaning. And this, I'm not trying to put it above or below. It's just, it was like a serious. So when I say over 30 years, I shit you not. I was a kid when I seen Edward, and I've just been mesmerized by a guitar that is from different parts. And it's not, I mean, it's just for some people, nah, it's not true. This is a legendary guitar. Even he's like, I don't know what the big deal is. Is all I did was just, it was a black and white one at first, or it was white. Then he painted, that's my next one. Well, as a collector,
I'm not as knowledgeable about Van Halen. I can't even like walk into the doorstep of your house of knowledge there about Van Halen, but I knew about that guitar. If that makes sense. I knew about that guitar before I think I knew about what Eddie did in his life, if that makes any sense at all. So that's legendary. That's iconic. So I,
man. The thing, this has also helped, besides being a father of a son and a dog, well, stepdad to a dog, because my dad's still the dad to Dozer. this might encourage me to start focus on being healthier too, because I'd like to be around a little bit longer to say, hey, I could play one note from a Van Halen song off of this guitar. Goals in life.
I'm hoping to come over one time and see you shred on that thing. We'll sit at the bar and fucking shred the shit.
I'll just be happy to, because by the way, I'm not wanting to start a band. I'm not wanting to get a band. This is just for fun. This is just for fucking fun. And it's just another addiction.
Absolutely.
This is an addiction. I recommend music. I'm going to put him to bed.
You can't go wrong with that. I agree with that 100%.
Now let's get to our art section of the podcast.
Listen, I know. Listen, this may be a joke, but man, I love me some Bob Ross.
Bob Ross is the fuck.
That man. Listen, that dude would go through whatever the fuck life was throwing at him. He would get bombarded with shit, but he would just say, "Let's just paint a little tree right here."
Everybody loves tree. Bob Ross.
I mean, come
that
on,
guy was so talented.
That man, that man could have the weight of the world on his shoulders, and I feel like he would take it in stride. Bob Ross is a legend.
I really do like this little, I mean, it's got grips. I haven't had a guitar pick with grips before. I get it. Sorry.
Is it ribbed for your
pleasure? I'll give you one. You'll see. And you'll know that it's ribbed. Nah. It just has little, on both sides, little like indentations. It just feels like, it almost makes it feel like you're holding some sandpaper right there, in all seriousness. It really does, which helps. But yeah, I mean, come on. I got to get a pick that does the stripes. I almost hit the record button. So the world's coming to an end.
Now, to be clear, your future plans are the hutch to be transformed into the stripes, the EVH stripes, right?
I had all my liquor behind me for a week in boxes because I basically just, I have to clean that thing out, dust it like you do with these detoffs every once in a while. You just got to dust them. Mm-hmm. And, I'm like, you know what? Instead of work with what you got. And I decided, I had these like front plates. How can I put it? This was originally a china cabinet, and I took the glass so I could actually reach where these so-called doors, fixed doors. So there was frames right there, and I was like, I wonder if I could pop these. Sure enough, they were just screwed in. They're like 8 screws. I popped them out. Now there's just basically some trim or some very fine pieces of, well, what's the word I'm looking for? Particle board. And I'm like, you know what? I better not remove that. Oh. I better not, because it'll help support. And then I start thinking, well, if I just turn it around, but there's mold, I'd have to basically fuck it. And I'm like, wait a minute. If I paint this, my stripes that I basically have grown up with, those will be perfect there. And it takes me back when the bar was literally downstairs. When I built a back bar, I had support beams there and I painted those. Like, fuck, it's been here the whole damn time. So that's what I was getting ready to do. But it's all of a sudden, it's been cold out this week because I want to take it outside or at least in my garage. And I'm just going to use spray paint. Just because I, when it comes to, it's been a while since worked on a mask, but with the airbrush, it's just so much easier. Paint goes on so much smoother. And there's paints out there when it comes to particle board. It's all in one. Just clean the surface. It'll go on, especially particle board, easily. And it's got the primer. It's got everything you need. And boom. It's like $8 a can. And eventually, my bar out there, yeah, it'll truly be a, I think you get the idea. You got, if you're going to have a bar, a man cave, you have to create it about who you are, your personality, and what it reflects about you. And when people come over to visit, they get it. Oh, yeah. We go over to Chris's man cave. Yep. This is Chris, or this is the Webb's house. This is the Murphy's pub. I get it. Makes sense. It's got
Michael and a little bit of Irish and some Scottish thrown in there. That's, you know, Aaron Gobra, Alba Gobra, that's what I'm all about, man. It's yeah, I agree with you, 100%.
I think we're doing a good job of helping these people get through this eclipse, you know, reminding them.
I was going to say, should we circle back around to it? Because we didn't really.
I think we're kind of helping people out there what you need to do. You've lost so much in life right now after the eclipse. What can I do to get things back? Well, meet us in the man cave. How do I structure my man cave? Well, look what Chris and I've done. His man cave reflects who he is as a person. Same thing with me. Different sections of our man cave.
Create your happy place.
That's right.
And fucking stop going outside, right?
Exactly. Fuck. When you hear stuff that's going on in the world with individuals like P. Diddy and the people he's hanged around with and all that, and all of a sudden appreciating Taylor Swift more because, yeah, you see, wow, she is a decent person compared to what he is, you know, or other people. You know, I don't know where I'm going with this here. Appreciate your coffee mug if it's the design's not right.
I really want a tomorrow morning when you take your first drink of coffee out of that, I really want a FaceTime to watch you drink from it like this.
All right, there you are. And action. There's my coffee. Thanks to Meet Us in the Man Cave, not only will I enjoy a delicious cup of coffee, but I will enjoy it in a unisex righty or lefty hand. Either way, you get to enjoy a Meet Us in the Man Cave coffee just as much as I do. Now, enjoy the flavors. Ow. Now for you righties out there. Just like Daddy used to make. Meet Us at the Man Cave Apparel. Get it on your coffee mug today. That was the best video I've ever made. And cut.
That's my Dunkin'. I ain't gonna fucking waste. But yeah, I could do it. Whoa. Little dust in there. No, I like it. At least it's you know what? I will adjust it, but I'm probably the first person to buy one of these. I don't care. It actually looks decent.
I kid. I think it looks really good.
But, you know, we haven't even talked about this yet. Back in season one, Chris said something that I just could not forget. And I said, I got to put that on a t-shirt.
Oh, Lord.
And the way it's sitting and the way I'm sitting now, it's working out perfect. And in all honesty, it works. The design and everything came out beautiful, even with a little, it's not hot pockets, it's hot pocket. And it's meet us in the man, meet us in the man cave flavor. So there you go. If you're like looking at this, kind of like, wait a minute, guess what? It's available on Redbubble. She's blowing hot pockets. And I love this t-shirt. I'm actually very proud of it. It turned out great. And Zach's mom gave me an idea that stay tuned for that t-shirt to come up. I can't say what it is, and I'll ruin the surprise.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now I feel like I have to go purchase that.
Oh, it's awesome. Actually, it came out.
Oh, my.
I recommend the black because this helps it stand out so much more. And I'm really proud of how I got that hot pocket in her hand. So there you go. If you like it, this is inspiration from Chris. She's blowing hot pockets. If you ever watch Celine, Chris, describe it. Help me out here. Celine Dion. Why is she blowing hot pockets?
There was a vocal exercise. It's on YouTube. If you just look up Celine Dion, I don't know what the fuck she's doing, but she's literally doing it during a concert. And I swear to God, she's actually like, she's going. I don't know what fucking vocal exercise that is, or how that, I don't know how it works, but fucking yeah. The only thing I could think of was, you know, you get a fucking hot pocket out of the microwave, you better believe you're blowing on that bitch.
She's blowing hot pockets.
I mean, oh.
So yeah, there's always these different designs. In fact, when I received this the other day, I also got Zach his first Muse of the Man Cave. I want to go with a different color, like a tan. Tan actually looks pretty good. And I kind of shrink. It's the center, you mean, and I kind of shrink. You know what? I think it's in the laundry right now, but I think that's my. It's just a little bit smaller. It looks good. So why is every time I get up for Zach, it looks better on him?
Wow, there's actually a shirt. I can't believe there's a shirt for that.
You say it, I'll try to create it. Wow. Just wait till the next one. I've got to visualize how I'm gonna do this, but I have to work on it soon. All right, boy. So we're dealing with the eclipse, we've dealt with our music. Of course,
yep.
We've got spring coming up here soon. For you car enthusiasts out there, I'm sure you're like Chris. You're anxious to get your car or your dream cars. If you've worked your ass off and like, okay, this is my pride and joy. And this, like I said, for the car enthusiasts, Jameson, if you're listening or following us on Discord, which Chris is going to have to help me out on them. That link is down in the description box. Just click on that link and it'll take you directly to the Meet Us in the Man Cave Discord, by the way. It should. Tested it out.
Guys, this is interactive. I've actually got it on a second monitor right here. I mean, if we were to be in here at the same time talking to each other, it's totally open. I mean, here, I'm going to type in here right now.
I'm eventually going to have to get two monitors up for that too down the road. I've been spending money on guitars and amplifiers here lately. And then my vacuum cleaner died today. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. You know what? It's just going to have to be dirty in here for another week because I've spent way too much money this past week. But yes, Discord.
Yep, I have Discord running. I have also been, I added a gaming tab. Because I do game a lot. Currently, I'm playing Helldivers 2. But if anybody out there is into the whole gaming thing and is interested in it, dude, come in. We'll play together. You know?
Do either one of you, Andrew or Chris, do you ever get that not-so-fresh feeling?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, thanks to our new sponsors, Madison Gilbert. Yes. Mass and Gilbert. It sounds a lot like a Mass and Gilbert, but it's from Mass and Gilbert. Basically, they will leave you feeling, you know, fresh and clean. Yes, they're dedicated to basically effective formula that cleanses you with some irritations down there. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's a comfort, you know, glide strip with the flexible neck bottle. It's comfortable and easy to use. Mass and Gilbert. Freshness made simple.
I don't know where we went.
Just... only available at Bubba.
I'm excited for it. I'm excited for that and the whole car thing. The plans we have out there. I mean, warmer weather will help, but yeah. I mean, this Discord thing, I think it could have the potential to be a nice little ecosystem for everybody. I mean, people want to talk back and forth to each other. I mean, it could be really cool.
It's from what I understand, it's something so simple that we don't even have to be recording a podcast. People can just go on there and just, it's just a simple platform to communicate on. Like if it was a Facebook or Instagram, it's the original forms.
Yes. Very, very, very simple. Very, very easy. I mean, if you have Discord, just go to, you know, search us, meet us in the man cave hyphenated. And we're right there.
I did that on purpose because of that, just to help separate the typical man caves. I figured, you know what? Ooh, Spider-Man, Batman, man cave. This will help make us different from the other man caves. See, there was a reason behind that. Well, you came up with the meet us in the man cave. I just had to figure out how can I tweak this a little? Yeah. Discord, live streaming, watch along. I know you've even said it. Yeah. It makes sense. Wait till like Halloween season, or as we get close to Halloween, watch alongs with, you know.
Or if we wanted to do that before, I mean, say we had like there's a very easy YouTube link where you can watch all the same screens, or say we wanted to do like Late Night with the Devil when that releases on Shudder. All we do is pretty much like screen capture and then place it up, and everybody watches off that same screen capture, and we can talk to each other.
I'm glad you brought that up. Late Night with the Devil, Shudder. What is the date available on that for Shudder for streamers?
19th of this month.
Yeah, I've got to. I haven't had Shudder in a while. It's a simple thing. It takes what, 60 seconds to get it, you know, on my TV or whatever. But I want to definitely get that up again. Mm-hmm. It's still $5.99 a month for Shudder.
I haven't even looked. I just keep paying it because I watch, you know, Shudder and Screambox. I watch them both so much. I don't really even care what it costs. I just let it keep paying. But I think it's $5.99.
Oh, that is not.
That sounds about right.
It's amazing because when that Shudder first was available, that's what it was years ago. $5.99. Wow. See, I've been trying to acclimate myself back to the physical media again. In fact, before we started this podcast, I was listening to the last vinyl I purchased, which was a few weeks ago. I still fucking love that you love, you know, Nine Inch Nails. It just takes me back to when I was 19 years old. Truly, their first album, it was what really got Nine Inch Nails off the map. And the whole album is just, oh man, it's phenomenal. And I'm going back and forth. I've been talking so much throughout two seasons about, man, I miss music. I think I really got music into this podcast here. Physically, there's no doubt about it. And I've been,
I think we need another music episode real soon.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Maybe a top five, maybe.
Top five music. There's no doubt about it. I'm itching on songs that I never get tired of. I brought that up a while ago privately, and I still envision sharing our top five songs that we never get tired of. I mean, think about it. For anybody out there who's watching, listening right now at this point at this podcast, there's got to be songs in your life that when you listen to it, you're still not tired of it. I mean, there's going to be more than five, I would imagine. But if we have to break it down to five, because you know, there's two of us, so it's like really 10. Right. Or if, you know, if other people decide that, you know what, I think I will join you. I mean, not Jake Patton, who's always enjoys joining us and all that. I mean, shit, I could see him getting involved, but there's others out there that we can't wait to on here, of course.
Jake's been so great about everything. I mean, there's not enough praise I could give.
Oh, yeah.
I could give Jake. I recently went on his podcast, which is An Eye for Horror. If you guys get a chance, I mean, go check Jake's stuff out. I mean, I really like what he's doing, and I like that he's coming into his own.
Yeah.
And he's feeling more comfortable in his little ecosystem right there. Not little, but you know what I mean? His ecosystem, his channel he's trying to create. And I love seeing the progression. And, man, I just think he's a good dude. And I appreciate his friendship.
Yeah, Jake. Yeah, I agree. He's such a good person. He's kind, so kind-hearted. Every time he's been here with us, he sits back, he listens to Chris and I, and he just waits for his moment to say something. And when he does, he only has to say a few words. It's always makes sense.
And I feel that. I feel bad because it might take a minute, but eventually we're like, oh shit. Jake, what do you think about it? You know, because we talk so much, but yeah. I mean, you know, he's cordial. He waits, just like you said, he waits for his, you know, his spotlight there, and he hasn't let us down. He's, what do you call him, the encyclopedia? Yes,
he's so gifted with his knowledge of a range of horror and sci-fi comedy. It's amazing. We, like I said, Chris said, we go on and on and on. I'm guilty, but Jake, when he has his opportunity, it's not like he's repeating us. He really does know his stuff. And in fact, with like what you're saying there, Chris, with his, you know, An Eye for Horror, he has this ability, this gift. I know it's just reaching out. It's just that simple, but yet he gets it. If you are a fan of Nightmare on Elm Street, and I'm right now butchering, this is where we need Jake Patton right now. Chris, maybe because you were just talking with him here recently, he is going to be interviewing, I think it's from Nightmare on Elm Street. It might've been 3 or 4. I can't remember exactly, but he's going to be interviewing someone from that.
It's Nightmare on Elm Street 3.
But it's been so long since I've sat down and watched those films. I'm surprised my son doesn't love Freddy Krueger.
See, this is what we do. This is what we do. And then we have Jake come in and he can tell us
exactly. Walking encyclopedia. But yeah, he's such a sweet guy. He'll let everybody else take the credit and just doing everything we can to plug his, you know, An Eye for Horror and all that. You've seen him on here before. He'll be with us again. I've already told him privately.
I love seeing the progression. Yeah. I do.
I've told him privately. He's basically pretty much a part of me as the man cave already. He really digged that. So yeah. I can't wait till we do actually start tackling the whole mask thing again. I know we've been kind of going around it, but,
we're flirting with it, right?
That's another thing that I'm envisioning as well too. It's going to have to do with, I'm looking at the time right now at my clock and thinking, if people are still listening, well, if you're a horror fan, you might like this. We've kind of talked this about, it's still another Dick Tease, but I'm envisioning as some type of live stream that's above Chris's head when we start fooling around with whether it's rehauling, fixing, or when I get to Joel Powers, we got to get Joel Powers back on here again. Or when we actually start like, you know what? It's about damn time we make our own because we want to try it.
And you know what I've decided? My old mic. This is a new mic.
Are you sure?
People may have been watching during the old episodes and realized I had a different mic, but this one's new. My old one I still have. I've decided. I think I'm gonna just go ahead and throw it up in the top there, just in case we ever want to broadcast or do a podcast up there. And then I think I'm going to rotate out this camera up there and buy a newer Sony.
Or if you,
that's the plan.
Could we still take that one webcam that I brought over to use it as a, maybe a high angle as well? I don't know.
Oh, well, we can do whatever you want. It's open season.
I'm just envisioning when we start tinkering around with masks more, if we want to decide to do a live stream to where we have,
I would love to.
Oh, excuse me. I think that'd be fun. People getting involved with it, leaving comments. One of us who's ever working on a mask, working on the mask, and people, I just think that'd be so fun to do.
I would love to, because literally that's what I want to do. That's my reason. Jake on his podcast, let me plug him again. But he just asked me recently, and I gave my whole story about how I, kind of got into this phase of my life. But it was really like I wanted to give back to kind of the community. I've been kind of like a stalker, hiding in the background for so long. And I wanted to get more active into the community that I love, this horror community. I've met some of the greatest people I've ever met. I mean, like Scott, Jake, so many people, Chris, that have played such a major role in my kind of happiness. And it was like, maybe I can get out there and maybe I can, contribute something. I wanted to contribute to this. So live streams, all the stuff, I want to do all of it. I want to connect more with the community. I mean, that's always been my goal the whole time. I would love that more than anything.
That being said, Chris, granted, I already know after this episode, we have our part two of Friends. But I think maybe the episode after that, we should get into the focus, even though you did say music, but maybe we should also really focus on, like you said, the community, the podcast, maybe go down that line of who are we noticing out there that's doing phenomenal work, whether it's rehaul or individuals that are getting involved in making their own indie masks. And maybe since they are sharing it publicly, I don't see any reason why we can't share that publicly here on this podcast too. Because I look at this way, we're helping promoting their work. We could always do that top five.
How could they argue with that?
But we haven't really, we have bounced around on so many other subjects. I just feel that we owe it to our horror fans and we owe it to ourselves to kind of scratch that itch about what's going on in that world of, this is the quiet season, but yet there are people out there that are showing that they're still.
See, it's the quiet season, but now's when you want to get it in. Now's when you want to get your order in, because if you want something by Halloween, you've got to give these guys time. These guys, when it rolls around to July, August, September, they are blown out of the water. You'll never get your mask in time.
Because something tells me it's going to be just as busy this Halloween as it has been the years before previously. So that's very good advice, Chris. Well, I think we pretty much knocked this eclipse out of the park. In all serious folks, there's no conspiracies on this eclipse. I was actually going to talk about the eclipse that came out years ago. How a boy meets a girl and he's actually a vampire and she wants to be a vampire. And there's this other pretty boy that turns into a werewolf and Twilight Eclipse.
Are you telling me I made this thing for nothing?
Maybe you didn't. Maybe you did. Maybe the eclipse was
I'm going to keep it.
Maybe the eclipse was a Martian. Maybe it was just, we'll never know. If you stared up into the sky too long without your special $1.99 glasses, I hope you continue to listen to us here at Meet Us in the Man Cave on your favorite podcasting app. So yes, once again,
maybe it was a butthole surfer.
The butthole surfer.
Maybe it was a butthole surfer.
Wipe out. Folks, seriously, thank you so much for watching us here on YouTube. Of course, Rumble, we're actually getting more attention on there on YouTube, it seems like, here lately. Last I checked, we're getting, I mean, it's just, it's great. Go check out Rumble, especially if you approve, if you enjoy freedom of speech. Doesn't matter if you are, when it comes to politics, they'll let you talk about whatever you want. When it anything else in this world, they'll let you talk. They support the Second Amendment over there. Just don't be a moron. Don't be a stupid idiot out, you know, and post some stuff that's going to get you in trouble. But they'll respect your freedom of speech over at Rumble. That's why we're there. Follow us over at Rumble.
Guys, hit the button. Hit that motherfucking button. Subscribe.
Oh, I was about to hit the button.
Join our Discord. Talk to us. I mean, that's why I want the feedback. I want the whole kit and caboodle. I want it all. Give me, you know, just do it. I promise I won't let you down.
He won't. And if she lets you down, it's because she's too busy blowing those hot pockets.
As long as she's blowing
something. That's right. When you said hit that button, that's inspiring me to hit this fucking button right here. Chris and I would like to thank you for watching or listening to Meet Us in the Man Cave. Since you enjoyed watching us, make sure that you tell all your friends and family to subscribe to Meet Us in the Man Cave here on YouTube. Make sure you click on that notification bell. That way you're notified on our next video, podcast, or live stream video. Better yet, if you appreciate freedom of speech and oppose of censorship for content creators, make sure you follow Meet Us in the Man Cave on Rumble. Are you on Discord? Well, Meet Us in the Man Cave's there. Come and hang out with us. You can find and follow Meet Us in the Man Cave on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, and Threads. And as always, you can listen and download Meet Us in the Man Cave on your favorite podcasting app. Available to stream or download so you can listen all you want, whenever you want. For more information, go to meetusinthemancave.podbean.com.